The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
Let me see how stupid I want to be today, Shirley. You know, I have levels.
We know there's
some days I want to wake up and I'm on a high level of stupidity. And then some days I wake up, I'm on low level stupidity. But all my levels is good. It don't matter. It don't matter what it is. It's, as long as it's stupid, that's all that matters.
I think 1 in 10, let's go to 10. Though.
1 in 10 the same?
Dog, your stupid is just 1 level. It's stupid. What do you mean? 1 in 10?
Well,
10 is
levels,
just hard as 1.
But see, and here's another thing. You respect my stupid.
Put some respect on my stupid.
Yeah. Put some respect on my stupid.
That we have in this conversation.
That's the first thing.
Respect.
You think so?
Stupid. Yeah.
See, but look at it like this, though. My stupid. Look at Hersha's stupid. Look at look at Kanye's stupid.
Stupid square.
Look at Antonio Brown. See what I'm saying? Ooh. You put some speck on my stupid. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
My stupid different.
Okay.
And it's a lovable stupidity.
And I think we take your stupid for granted because we get it so much all the time, every day.
Girl, you
every
better preach up in
day.
Here.
All
you better
day,
preach up
day.
In
we get
here.
Stupid. We get stupid all day.
Yes.
So we might take yours for granted.
You need a stupid for granted.
Yes.
Quack that.
Huh?
That's what? The name of it. That's the name of it. Quack that.
Wax.
Yes, sir. Quack that ass.
Spell that.
W-H-A-X-X.
Yeah.
Wax. Wax.
Got it.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, let's go, Kat.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Owen, please.
Yeah, this is Owen.
Hi, Owen. This is Ramon. I'm giving you a call. We're just confirming your appointment at 11 on Thursday, and I wanted to make sure you're a new client, so we wanted to make sure that you were okay.
Wait a minute. Appointment for what?
You have a spa treatment scheduled at 11 on Thursday. You did receive a spa treatment from your wife for Christmas?
But I don't remember being set up for anything or any appointment.
Well, she's made an appointment for you for 11 o'clock on this coming Thursday. I'm just calling to confirm that you would definitely be in to the salon.
Well, I thought this was like a couple's massage or something like that. So what is the treatment all about? What do you guys, I don't understand.
Well, she's got you signed up for, let me look. She's got you signed up for us to actually wax your back and your buttocks on Thursday. And we actually have a special that we have a manzillion, which is a Brazilian.
This isn't for real.
Sir, we had you lined up for an appointment. If you don't want the appointment, please let us know.
Wax my back and my ass. Get the out of here. Manzillion? What the
is manzillion? Your wife has set you up for a back and butt hair removal, which is waxing. And what I'm saying is a manzillion is if you would like that, we would remove all the hair from your private area as well.
Yeah, try again, man. There's no way I'm getting my private wax. What, so I can be hairless? No way. Get out of here.
Evidently, if your wife has set you up for this, maybe she's not into all... You evidently have a lot of hair on your back, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I'm a hairy guy, but she's never said anything about it. She likes it. She calls me her little gorilla. She loves it.
Well, maybe there's a mix of communication because this is the thing she's asking us to do is to remove your hair.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. And if she's going to have to tell me herself, and there's no way I'm going in to have somebody rip the hair off my back and my ass. In my private. You kidding me? Get the out of here. This is crazy.
Sir, this is a very professional procedure. It won't take long. We'll have you in and out within 45 minutes. But you're going to...
45 minutes to rip off all of this hair? That sounds like torture. You kidding me?
Okay, sir.
I think we're done.
What do you mean we're done? We're done.
I'm going to tell her to get a refund.
No one's getting a refund, okay? There's not going to be a refund. Now, you're supposed to come in at 11. This is something that she wants you to do.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. Listen to me. I am not getting waxed. That's not something a man does. There's no way I'm doing that. Hey, if this is for real, I'm going to have a talk with her as soon as she gets home. Because, no.
Sir, right now, you are disrespecting my profession. That's what you're doing.
Okay, look, I don't know what this is all about. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody, but there's no way I'm doing this, all right? I'm not getting it back. No. I mean, if there's something she wants waxed, you can wax her private. That's cool, but a man has hair. I mean, it's
well, if she makes an appointment, then she's serious about getting it done.
Yeah, well, I'm serious about not going. So, I mean, I don't know how I can explain it to you. I'm not coming in. You can reschedule it for somebody else. I'll talk to her when she gets home, but that's it.
Your wife has paid $200 for this procedure.
What? Did you say $200?
Your wife has paid $200 for this procedure.
Yeah, no. She's got to get a refund. You guys are.
No, this is. Wait a minute, sir. Sir, Owen, this is non-refundable. So there is no money coming back. I will let you know that.
$200 bucks? There's no f-ing way. You got to be f-ing kidding me. To take hair off of my back and my $200?
Sir, you know what? This is a very reputable spa here.
I don't care. I'm gonna go to the dollar store and get a pack of razors for a dollar, and she's gonna do it herself. And I'll give her $10. If she's good, I'll give her a tip. That's the $5. $15. I'm done. I'm saved. $200. There's no way. There is no way we are paying that money, and you guys are keeping that money. There's no way. Okay, do you understand?
There is not a refund, Mr. Owen. There's definitely not a refund.
Mr. Owen, who the are you? There's no way. And I'm going to talk to you.
I am Ramon here at the spa. And your wife came in and purchased this wonderful gift for you for Christmas.
Ramon, I don't give a now.
You're not respecting my profession. You're acting.
Look, I'm not trying to disrespect you, but I don't care about the profession. There's no way. That's robbery. Charging somebody $200 to rip off hair off their body? There's no way. I'm just not doing it. And I'm going to talk to her. She's going to do it herself.
I'm pissed because you're disrespecting my profession and you're not coming in at 11. You were supposed to come in at 11 so we could wax your back and your butt, and now you're saying no.
There will be nothing whack. I'm not coming in at 11. I'm not coming in ever. She's going to take care of this. So you don't have to worry about it, Ramon. I mean,
well,
all respect to you, but no.
I need you to know that, Mr. Owen. There is no refund, okay?
I mean, this is ridiculous. I don't even know why I'm talking to you.
Your cousin Peter, have you spoken to him lately?
How the do you know Peter?
Peter got me to call you. This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your... You just
get the out of Tommy here. Because I knew this was... There's no way. Idiot. Oh, man. You don't get it.
I got to ask you something, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. No doubt.
Was I stupid enough, y'all? Stupid is all get out. I'm a genius, Shirley. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I'm a genius. I'm
at just being a straight... stupid?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the best at it. And y'all don't want to commend me on that bomb.
No. We'll give you that. We'll give you your proper's done.
I have
genius.
No problem getting that. You're genius with that, too. We ain't got no problem doing that. Right.
Yeah, at being stupid, no one does it better.
Nobody does it better than you, man.
No one. All right, nephew, thank you. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.